We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Hunting supplies. Hunting season is upon us. We're going to talk about supplies. It's brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company. We're also going to wrap up. You shot some shotguns this past Sunday, too.
We're going to cram a lot in this segment. This segment is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight, on the range since 1926. Get out there, check them out. We're going to talk about them a lot in this segment. We're going to talk about some great used guns in stock, too. So you can call them at 653-2131. Better yet, just go to the store. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. They're on Irish and Lapeer, okay? The northwest corner of Irish and Lapeer, behind the Dairy Queen. So you'll see a brand new Dairy Queen on the corner. You're almost there. You can stop the Dairy Queen if you want to, but they're not paying
for the
show.
It's been a while since you mentioned the Dairy Queen, John.
They're not paying for the show. No. So,
Williams is, though.
Williams is. Hey, and let me tell you a little bit of 1911 news real quick. In the 1911 world, Dan knows I love 1911s. The USGI monster gun, the 1911 handgun. Well, they've been customized for a long, long time by a priceless guy named Ed Brown. Really breaking ground on customizing 1911s, and we did lose him in this past week. So moment of silence for Ed Brown, and know that he has changed our world, because if you're a 1911 aficionado, chances are you've admired some of his work, and the modifications we see on the market now, even from all the guns coming from Turkey that are at 1911s, they're following his footsteps. They're modifying these guns in the same way he did. And he won all the competitions back in the day and has just made some tremendous guns. So the gun world lost Ed Brown this past week. So think about that. So he's definitely made a lasting mark. So hunting season is upon us, Dan. And I actually I drew blood this week. I did a little hunting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went out open morning, Sunday morning, and got my first squirrel of the season.
Okay.
And did it with a 12 gauge because the trees are, the woods I was hunting was really, really tall and very heavily greened, you know, so it's hard to see them, hard to get them. So I didn't want to be shooting a 22 up in the air because then the bullet will go, you know, maybe a mile. So I said, I'm just going with a 12 gauge, 7.5 shot, and I'll carefully choose my shot if I do see some squirrels. I actually only saw one and killed him. So, there's a lot more squirrels out there. I could hear them, but I couldn't see them, so I didn't get any other shots off. But a big, beautiful squirrel, and he's in the freezer now, and he'll go nicely into a slow cooker soon.
Alrighty then.
I like making squirrel chili. So I cook them, then I debone them, and then I make chili out of the squirrels. And it's very good. It's so just like dark meat chicken, only it's leaner. It's much leaner.
But so, you cook them before you debone them. It's probably easier to do once they're cooked.
Once they're cooked, it's easy to bone them, because otherwise they're just tough little creatures. Yeah, yeah. They are. They're miniature deer. As I grew up, you grow up hunting squirrels as a child to learn how to deer hunt.
Gotcha.
And that's how I was taught anyway. Yeah. This was a prerequisite to deer hunting. You had to go out and know how to kill squirrels.
Yeah.
And you had to know how to clean them. It's just a miniature deer, kind of. Other people call them tree rats. I don't like to call them that. So no. I like to call them miniature deer. So anyways, it has begun. The blood has spilled. So so happy hunting season, everybody. It's time. And you know, I saw a movie once, Dan, where they said, tick tock, tick tock, Mr. Wick. You remember that? Remember that? I don't know if you watched John Wick 4.
I don't think I have.
Or 6 or 8.
No, I haven't seen the latest ones. No.
Well, the one guy says, tick tock, tick tock, Mr. Wick, like your clock is ticking. We're going to get you.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, tick tock, Mr. Gun aficionado out there, because it's time to load up on supplies, is my thought processor. See how that all comes around full circle?
Kind of.
Yeah. It's better than talking about movies. Wait a minute. I kind of was talking about movies.
Yeah, you can.
So, anyways, ammo, guns, safe, scopes, all that kind of stuff. Get it now while you can. And with the safes and the safe storage rules, you're going to get that tax break right now. You automatically get 6% off because you're not having to pay taxes on anything that will securely lock up a gun. But that goes away pretty soon. And you want to make sure that you get your ammo now. You get it before the rush comes on. The closer the election you get, the harder it's going to be to get ammo. And election's right before deer season. So if you're worried about getting those 270s or 25-06s or 450 Bushmasters, get them now and load up on them. Or even 22 long rifles. Get what you need and have it in stock. So I got that squirrel with that 12-gauge, that MAC 12-gauge I was talking about in the last segment, torture testing that new gun, and very impressed with it. So there's lots of cool stuff out there on the market, and tons of new and used guns to check out. So we're going to discuss a few of them right now in this segment, but we don't know what tomorrow brings. So I can't judge the future. I don't know what groceries are going to. I saw a post from a buddy this morning showed a quart or a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise was $9.19. That's inflation. You know, when you used to get two of them for $5, now you're talking one for $9.19. I don't know what tomorrow brings. So get it while you can. It's kind of like when you got a quarter of a tank of gas and you say, I'll fill up tomorrow. You probably should have filled up today because the price is probably going to go up tomorrow. So get it while you can. So along the lines of what you want to get, what you want to buy, I just picked out five great guns used from Williams Gun Sight and their used gun page on their website. It's pretty easy to find. Go to williamsgunsight.com, click on it, go to the used gun tab and follow the prompts. You'll get there. And there's 591 used guns to choose from right now. So darn near 600 guns is a good choice. Now you got 378 handguns, 142 rifles, and 64 shotguns, and then a bunch of muzzle loaders and other stuff. So I wanted to pick out some folding stock guns and some cool guns that are fun to shoot. So I right off the bat, they got a couple of these. The Kel-Tec Sub 2000. Now, the Sub 2000 just came out this past week, or 10 days, available now in 5.7, the 5.7 by 28, the little cartridge that's a very powerful little round, more powerful than a 22 Magnum, and with 20 to 30 rounds available in the palm of your hand, quite a gun, available now in the Sub 2000, but these are used 9mm that take the Glock mags. And they got a couple to choose from. The one I picked was the Sub 2000 with a Vortex sight, a real nice setup, threaded barrel, takes the Glock style mags, it's got mags, and it's got, of course, the Kel-Tecs are folders. These things fold down, they'll go right into a duffel bag. So if you're traveling or if you want a gun for the car that is kind of a go-to self-defense gun, not super fast because you do have to open the stock up and lock it into place to be able to shoot it. You can't shoot it folded, but darn nice guns. And American-made works of art, as far as I'm concerned. $424. That's the main thing. $424. And remember, they got a 90-day layaway. The second gun on the list, a 450 Bushmaster from Ruger, the American rifle. This one's got everything you need. It's deer hunt season ready. It's got the Leupold 3-9x40 on it, which is a great scope. And remember, everything Leupold is lifetime guaranteed. It's got a sling and a mag. Beautiful setup, $704.95. One of the new ones on the market, next gun, the third gun on my list. These are just cool guns I like that would work really good for John's gun collection. Not guns John likes, but guns that I could put into my collection. Third gun is the Smith & Wesson FPC. This is the new 9mm gun that is folder. In other words, the buttstock folds alongside of the gun. It looks a lot like the Kel-Tec Sub 2000. Fun gun to take to the range. Fun gun to shoot. Threaded barrel. It's got the case, the mag. It doesn't have any extra sights or anything on it, but it's a nice gun. It's a very nice gun. And it's a Smith & Wesson. $524.95. That's not bad. Those are pretty new on the market, too. They've only been out about a year. Pretty darn impressive. Then another one of the guns that I picked out, Dan, and you would like this because it's, matter of fact, I'm going to change my Facebook page. I'm going to put a picture of me shooting a gun exactly like this on my Facebook, quickly, cause I just found the picture. It's a Glock 40, not 40 caliber. It's the Glock 40, meaning it's Gaston Glock's 40th gun that he has patented. The Glock 40 is in 10 millimeter. It is a 6-inch long slide. This one is MOS ready. It's a Gen 4 Glock, so it's a beautiful gun. They are very well made. They shoot like a dream because that 6-inch barrel handles the recoil so doggone nice. And with a 6-inch barrel, you're getting ballistics good enough to deer hunt with. The only thing you have to modify to this gun to go deer hunting here in Michigan is you have to modify the magazine and modify it in a way that it only shoots and holds no more than 9 rounds. This one is very special because it's got the Trijicon SRO sight on it. It's got a $550 sight on it. This one is available at WilliamsGunSight.com for $1,139.95. And I'm very impressed with it. I've held that one in my hands. I like it. It fits me. And if it fits you, you probably should buy it. Last gun on the list, they have got one you got to go look at. Smith & Wesson 627 V8. This is a 357 Magnum.
Ooh, V8.
It's a V8. It's an 8-shot 357 Magnum. This is the same gun that I got my deer with last year.
Oh, okay.
That's a 4-inch barreled 357 Magnum. But this one's compensated. Two-tone, moon clips. This gun flat out rocks. They are very, very limited in production. So this is a collector right off the bat. $1,589.95. Get yours today. WilliamsGunSight.com.
Good spot.
And thank them for sponsoring
appreciate
the Gunsmith
Show. Appreciate their sponsorship for sure. Yep. And we appreciate you listening to the Gunsmith Show Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, right here on US 103.1. We'll be back again next week. Check them out in the meantime online at thegss.com.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to say. Have a good week, everybody. God bless.
See ya.